Karibos, I hope all is good. Today's daf is Pesachim, daf Ayin Beis. We're here, we had just read off the long Mishnah at the end of Ayin Aleph Amud Beis. Kedai lechazer it right now. But basically, the Gemara is going to dive into the halachos that we had mentioned. And the first thing that we're going to tackle is if you remember at the beginning of the Mishnah, that if a person shechted a korban on Shabbos, Korban Pesach, rather, on Shabbos, right? In general, the Korban Pesach is Docha Shabbos, but if you shecht it for another Korban, right, your Machshava, let's say, is for Shlomim, so then you're going to be Chayiv Chatos, because what you're doing is not Docha Shabbos, but it's actually Asur on Shabbos, and therefore, you did it, again, it's an Isur B'Shogig, but you're going to be Chayiv a Korban Chatos. So the Gemara says, "My Askinan, what's the case, right? In what scenario did you think what you were shechting, right? What were you thinking when you're shechting this Korban Pesach for, let's say, a Shlomim? Elema Betoa, if you're telling me you made a mistake, meaning you thought that you were holding a Shlomim when you shechted it, so Shemati Mina, Akira Betoa, Sahavia Akira. Apparently, this tells me that an uprooting, literally changing the designation of a Korban, Betos, by making a mistake, is a legitimate uprooting. Meaning, the Gemara discusses, in Rashi explains over here, the Gemara discusses in Menachos, I think, if I'm mistaken, trying to find it. I don't see off the top. I think it's in Menachos. Basically, whether a person, when a person changes, right, has a machshava that this should be a different korban, is the psul if he did it on purpose or even if he did it by mistake. Meaning, for example, if a person was shechting knew it was a korban Pesach but had in mind to shecht it for the shlomim, right? So that's the psul of pigel, right? One of the psulim, right, of pigel, it's a bad machshava. But let's say he didn't realize and he made a mistake. Is that also going to mess up the korban? So that's the discussion in the Gemara over there. It's in Tosos. Yeah, the first Tosos on the Daf. Yeah, okay, there you go. It's the Gemara Menachos and Daf Memtes. Either way, so if you're telling me that over here the case is where the guy thought it was a mistake, I mean, he thought he was holding a Shlomim, and really he was holding Korban Pesach, and in that case you're Chayev Chatos, so that tells me that even if you're mistaken, even if you think that you're making, that you're shechting a Shlomim, and you really you were shechting the Korban Pesach, that also will change the designation of the Korban from a Korban Pesach to a Korban Shlomim. And that will answer the question in the Gemara Menachos. Gemara Menachos doesn't say anything like that, right? That's a discussion, right? And we don't use this Mishnah at all to answer that question. So, and the Gemara doesn't want to do that. Doesn't want to say that this is a definitive answer. So Elos, it must be rather be'oker, meaning you did it on purpose. Meaning, for whatever reason, you knew it was a Korban Pesach, but for whatever reason, you said, okay, I'm shechting this for a Korban Shlomim. Okay, and in that case, you're going to be chayav achatos because, right, again, you're mechal Shabbos, right? Well, the only shechita that is docha Shabbos in this case, right, in this scenario, right, there are many shechitas that are docha Shabbos, but this is the shechita that would be docha Shabbos is for a Korban Pesach, and you're doing it for a Korban Shlomim. Ema seifa, but what about the second part of the Mishnah? Because the Mishnah says, Yushar kol zvachim sheshach den chutz l'shum Pesach. Let's say you shech the Shlomim for a Korban Pesach. Im enam ruyin chayev, vim ruyin hain, Rabbi Lezer mechayev chatos, Rabbi Yeshua, both there. Right? If they're shayach to the Korban Pesach, if they're fit, if it's a sheep, right, it's the same, the right age, etc. So then that's the machlokas Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua. If it's not shayach, if it's a cow, right, so then you're going to be chayev chatos. Rabbi Iba Oker, but if the case is when you did it on purpose, right, so Mali Ruyin, Mali Shein Ruyin. What's the difference? Right? What's the difference whether it's a cow or a sheep, whether it's legit or not? Right, Rabbi Yeshua should still say that if you shechted this animal for a shlomim on purpose, you still should be chayav echadus, right? Why would Rabbi Yeshua say it depends on whether it's ro'i, whether the animal could have been a Korban Pesach? You had intention for it not to be a Korban Pesach. So why shouldn't you be chayav echadus? It's a little bit pshita the Torah, but it must, rather the seifa must be in a case where you made a mistake. And therefore, right, Rabbi Yeshua makes this distinction as to whether it could be a Korban Pesach or not. So therefore, but that's strange though, because you're telling me that Reisha Ba'okeh V'Seifa Betoah, the first part of the Mishnah is when you did it on purpose, and the second part of the Mishnah is when you did it by accident. So the Gemara says, I mean, usually we find Mishnayos are usually contiguous, right, talking about the same topic. So Rabbi Avin, no, in, yes, yeah, that's true. That Reisha Ba'okeh V'Seifa Betoah, that's actually how it breaks out, that the first part of the Mishnah is by you did it on purpose, the second part of the Mishnah Mishnah, you did it by accident. Ashkech Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef Rabbi Avo, Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef hanging out with Rabbi Avo, Dehavi Koi Bachusa Dinshi, right? He was in a group of people. Then Amarlei, he asked them the following Shaila, Masnisa money, how do you work out our Mishnah? And Amarlei, sure enough, he said to him, Reshav Oker Visefa Batoa. Yeah, just like we just said, that the first part is we did it on purpose, second part, you did it by accident. And then Tanamine Arbain Zimnin, right? He learned it 40 times from him, Vidamele Kamandaman Chabukizan, it was as if he put it in his pocket, i.e., right, he chazered enough, right? I can imagine 40 times, right? Baruch Hashem, I definitely don't chazer each daf 40 times, maybe I should, but yeah, he learned it 40 times, and then it was in his pocket, right? And then he had it at, and then he learned it well, then he remembered it. Okay. Now, Tanah, we learned in the Mishnah. Our Mishnah specifically. Amar Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer said, again, if you remember Rabbi Eliezer's logic, he went back and forth with Rabbi Yeshua. So he said, again, what did they say? Rabbi Eliezer said, if you shecht an animal that could have been a korban Pesach, but you had in mind, you mistakenly thought, decided that it was a shlamim. And Rabbi Yeshua says, if it's shayach, if it could be the korban Pesach, then it is your potter, then you're not chayav v'chatos. So Rabbi Eliezer said back to him, so ma in Pesach shemot l'shmo k'sheshina shmo chayav, right? Well, what did Rabbi Eliezer argue with Rabbi Yeshua? He said, just like if you shecht the korban Pesach, which is mutter, if you shecht it for its own sake, so when you change the korban Pesach to a shlamim, you're going to be chayav. Right, that was the first part of the Mishnah. So zvachim shehin asurim l'shman, so any other korbanos that are usur to shecht for their own sake on Shabbos, right? Shechting a korban shlamim stam on Shabbos is not mutter, is not doge Shabbos. So therefore, kisheshina es shman, then shein chayev. If you change, therefore, and you shecht a shlamim for a Pesach, for sure you should be chayev, right? If you're going to shecht a korban Pesach, which is mutter, but you change the designation, shecht for a shlamim, you're going to be chayev. So shlamim, which never was mutter, if you change it for a Pesach, for sure you're going to be chayev. So meaning that was the comparison. Again, Rabbi Eliezer had learned like back and between the both cases in the Mishnah, between the Reisha and the Seifa of the Mishnah, Rabbi Eliezer brought his proof, right, using logic built on both of those cases. Now the problem with that is that in Isa, if you're telling me that those two cases are different, that Reisha is Boker and the Seifa is Betoa, right, Haludami, right, they're not comparable whatsoever. How could you compare the two? Why do you build logic based on those two cases that we just quoted? Right, the Reisha Be'okar V'Sefer Betoa, they're not comparable at all. They're different cases whatsoever. How could Rabbi Eliezer argue his case by comparing the first and second cases in the Mishnah if the first is Reisha Be'okar V'Sefer Betoa? So Rabbi Eliezer, lo shani lei. So the Gemara says, you're right. According to Rabbi Eliezer, there's no difference. If you do it on purpose or you do it by accident, you're still chayev v'chatos. Right, again, that's going to be, you're going to be chayev. Right, man of shach. So Rabbi Yeshua, the shani lei, so lishni lehachi. So Gemara asks another question. Well, if Rabbi Yeshua says there is a difference between whether you did it on purpose or did it by accident, and Rabbi Eliezer doesn't say there's a difference, meaning if that's the machokas, so lishni lehachi. Why didn't Rabbi Yeshua say that to him? Right, Rabbi Yeshua has a whole convoluted answer, etc. Why didn't Rabbi Yeshua just be like, I hold that there's a difference between doing it on purpose and doing it by accident? So therefore, the Gemara answers, Hachin Kamarle. No, it's Rabbi Yeshua said like this. The Didi Lo Dami, for me, according to me, right, you can't even compare the two cases, because Reisha Be'okar V'Sefer Betoa, they're not comparable whatsoever. But L'didcha, but even according to you, even according to your logic, who says that it doesn't matter whether you did it on purpose or not, still low, still, I don't like your logic. Because even Marta B'Pesach Shishin Eshmo D'Avra Aser, right, you're telling me about a Pesach, that when you change, right, you said it, you shecht it for a Shlomim, which, i.e., which is Aser, Tomer B'Zvachim Shishin Eshmo D'Avra Mutter. But in the other case, you're changing the Shlomim to something that is Mutter, to shecht on Shabbos. Right, you're going from Shlomim to Pesach. The Pesach is Mutter. Right, you can't compare the two either, right? Even if you're telling me that on purpose and by accident, do they have the same din, still, going from Pesach to Shlomim, which is going from Mutter to Aser, is not comparable from going to from Shlomim to Pesach, which is Mutter, which is Aser to Mutter. Okay, fine. That's the back and forth as the Gemara explains it. Fine. Now the Gemara says like this. Now Amar lo Rabbi Eliezer. Now this is not a continuation of the last thing. This is we're going to quote from our Mishnah, right? Emuri tzibur yuchichu. So Rabbi Eliezer said back to him, so the fats, the stuff that's brought on the Mizbeach of the Korban Tzibur can prove that your logic is not correct. Shehin mutar in lishman, Vashochet lishman chayiv, that are mutter, right, to bring them a murim on Shabbos, but vashochet lishman, right, if you shecht another korban for the emurim, so then it's going to be chayiv chatas. So I'm Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua said, "Lo, you know, Marta be'emurim tzibur shekein yesh lam kitzva, Torah Pesach shein lam kitzva." Right, you can't compare the case of emurim tzibur, right, again, because there's only a finite amount of emurim tzibur, right, again, the emurim, the fats that go on his back, there's a finite amount of korban tzibur. How many korban tamids are there? One. Two a day, right? Korban musaf, one. Right? Not so many korbanos. You shouldn't get mistake. You shouldn't not going to make a mistake. But the korban pesach, right? What did we say the other day about what was it? Which king was it that I forget already? I forget. I remember we were talking about he has a king, a street named after him in Yerushalayim. Agrippas Amalek, right? He had at 1.2 million kidneys or something like that, right? There are a ton of korban pesachs going on. So let's say you have a mess, you're going to mess that up, right? You can't compare the two, right? Because you could very easily get mistaken by shechting korban pesach. So lememra, apparently that means to say that the kol hecha de'isli kitzva mechayev Rabbi Yeshua. Anytime you have a finite limit of mitzvos to do, meaning you have one mitzvah or two mitzvahs that you have to do, right? We're not going to say that we're toa b'dvar mitzvah and therefore you're potter, meaning we're going to be chayev. Right? Again, if you remember from yesterday, Rabbi Yeshua's logic is the concept of toa b'dvar mitzvah. Someone makes a mistake while performing a mitzvah, he's not going to be chayev echadas. But if he shouldn't have made the mistake, maybe Rabbi Yeshua would say you're chayev, right? And therefore, in a case where there's one or two mitzvahs to be performed, and you shouldn't really get confused so much, so then you will be chayev korban chatas. So apparently, what do you see from here? The Islay Kitzvah Mechayev Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua is going to be a Mechayev you, apparently, if there's a limited amount of mitzvahs to perform, and you shouldn't have gotten messed up. You shouldn't have been mistaken, shouldn't have made a mistake. Problem with that is that there's another case of Torah B'Dvar Mitzvah, where Rabbi Yeshua says that you're Potter. What about the case of children? You have kids. What is this case? What is this case where you have two kids to do a milah on Shabbos? Utnam, with other than the Mishnah, Misha Hayalo Shnei Tinokos, if you have two kids to do a bris milah on Shabbos. The problem is, Echad Lamolo Achar Shabbos, Vechad Lamolo B'Shabbos. One is a Shabbos baby, one is a Sunday baby. B'shachach umalas shel achar Shabbos b'Shabbos. Yikes! He did the Sunday baby on Shabbos. That's a problem because the Sunday baby is on the seventh day, right? And a milah is no good if it's before the eighth day. I had someone ask me once, called up and said during COVID, said not sure about doing a milah, having a whole bris milah. We feel like it'd be safer for the milah if the doctor could do the milah in the hospitals. We get all that stuff out of the way. You know, and we don't have to, you know, risk a COVID milah. And so I said to him, I mitzvah, please God, you will be out of the hospital before the eighth day. Right? Doing a milah before the eighth day does not help, right? Mitzvah, the baby should be healthy, and he was, Baruch Hashem. Right? But a milah in the hospital is not helpful. So if you do a milah on the seventh day, right? If you do it on Shabbos for Sunday, baby, so that's terrible. That's no good. That's not a bris milah at all. Then chayiv. So then you'd be chayiv echatas, right? Because right, you did it b'shogeg, right? You were mechal Shabbos b'shogeg. You didn't intend to do it. Right? It's not mezid, but it was b'shogeg. You'd be chayiv echatas. Echad lamolu b'erev Shabbos. But what about the other case? excuse me. If you had a Friday baby, vechalom mol b'Shabbos and a Shabbos baby, and then v'shachach v'umal shel erev Shabbos b'Shabbos, and you messed up, and you did the Friday baby on Shabbos, so what's the din? Right, again, this is the ninth day, right? It is a bris milah, but it's not docha Shabbos. Only milah b'zmano is docha Shabbos. It's Rabbi Elezer mechayev chatas. Rabbi Yeshua poter. Rabbi Yeshua says you're poter here. And again, what do you have? You only have one baby to do a bris. Right, and but you're going to be right, and but Rabbi Yeshua says you're going to be potter. So you see that Rabbi Yeshua, when you only have one or two mitzvahs to do in front of you, Rabbi Yeshua is going to say that you are potter, even if there's a kitzvah, even if there's a limit, it's only a small amount of mitzvahs in front of you, and we're not going to say toa b'dvar mitzvah because you should have known, you should not have made that mistake. So Rabbi Ami, hachamai askinah, what's the case over here? Kigon shekodem umal eshel erev Shabbos b'Shabbos. No, the case is where he did the Friday baby on Shabbos, the Ikach the Shabbos the Torah Bay. But he still had, what did we say? We had a Friday baby and a Shabbos baby. So here the case is, right, you did the Friday baby on Shabbos, but you still had the Shabbos baby to do. So that's the case. You had two babies, so that in that scenario, then you're going to be Toa B'Dvar Mitzvah. But here the case is where you shechted the Emor Yetzibur first, right? And only later there was a shechit, another korban, for that same, let's say, korban tamid, for example. So in that case, there was no more mitzvah to fulfill. The korban tamid you'd already brought, you'd already shechted it already. So therefore, there was no mitzvah involved, and that's why Rabbi Yeshua said, you're going to be chayiv in that case. The Gemara says, well, ihachi, if that's true, so what about Rabbi Meir? Rabbi Meir, Omer, if you remember, what did Rabbi Meir say? He said, "Af hashochet l'shem Emor Yetzibur poter." Even if a person shechts for a korban tzibur, right, for he's going to be poter. Af agav the katem shechtinu l'Emor Yetzibur bereisha. But even if they already shecht, let's say the korban tamid, they shecht the korban tamid already, then this guy goes and shechts another korban tamid. Even if you did it already, right, Rabbi Meir is going to say that you're poter. Vatani Rabbi Chia, Evor Arav, right? Rabbi Chia from Evor Arav said the following: that I'm Rabbi Meir, lo nechku Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yeshua. Al shahayu lo shnei tinokos, right? Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua don't argue in the two baby case, right? If echad lamal erev Shabbos, echad lamal erev Shabbos. If you had a Friday and a Shabbos baby, right? V'shachol b'mal erev Shabbos b'Shabbos dechayev, right? And then you shechted. I keep on doing that. Chas v'shalom. And if you did the bris for the Friday baby on Shabbos, both of them agree that you're chayev. Alman nechleku. What's the case where you have a machlokas? Al shahayu lo shnei tinokos, echad lamal achar Shabbos, echad lamal b'Shabbos. What if you had, that's the case they argue is the Sunday and the Shabbos baby, and you did a milah for the Sunday baby on Shabbos. In that case, Rabbi Elazar mechayev chatzar Rabbi Yeshua poter. In that case, that's the machlokas. But everybody agrees that in the first case, when you did the Friday baby on Shabbos, that Rabbi Meir says, and everybody says that you're chayiv. I say there's no machlokas. So how could you tell me that Rabbi Meir is going to pater someone who shechta korban, even in the scenario where the mitzvah has already been done? So right, it's not really there's no mitzvah to do here. How could Rabbi Meir say that you're pater? So Gemara says with Tizbara, well, that's really logical. Mahasim de la avin mitzvah pater Rabbi Yeshua or hecha de ka avin mitzvah mechayiv. What are you talking about? Even in that case where you did the Sunday baby on Shabbos. There was no mitzvah, right? Rabbi Yeshua says you're potter, right? So certainly when he did a mitzvah, right, meaning he shechted the Friday baby on Shabbos, right, that is a mitzvah. How could Rabbi Yeshua say he's chayiv? Right? You can't tell me that Rabbi Yeshua, again, what did he say? He said the machlokas is with the Sunday baby and the Shabbos baby. And he did the Sunday baby on Shabbos, that's the machlokas Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua. So Rabbi Yeshua there says you're potter. You're not even doing a mitzvah, right? A milah on the seventh day is nothing. So then you're telling me that everybody agrees if you did the Friday baby on Shabbos that you're going to be chayiv? How does that make sense? Right? At least on the Friday, when you do the Friday baby on Shabbos, at least the kid is shayach to have a milah, and the milah you did is good. Right? Again, you're mechal Shabbos, you weren't supposed to be docha Shabbos, but at least you did a mitzvah there. For sure, Rabbi Yeshua should say, tov b'dvar mitzvah, and your pater from echadus. So the Gemara that now pivots and therefore says, "Amrei de Rabbi Yanai, Reish Gagon Shekodem Umal Shel Shabbos Be'erev Shabbos." The first part of the first brisa is that what you did the Shabbos. It's not that what you still had the Shabbos baby left to do. Is that you did the Shabbos baby on Friday, right? Shabbos baby on Erev Shabbos, and therefore Shalom Nitn Shabbos Lidachos. In that case, right, what's going on over here? Then you have again the Friday baby still left, but Shabbos can't be docha, right? It's not docha Shabbos as we said. So even though you did a mitzvah, so then you're going to be chayev because Shabbos wasn't supposed to be mechalal at all, right? because the Shabbos baby is gone. Meaning you did it on Erev Shabbos, and now you're left with, again, you have to do, I guess, tatavas dam bris, but you're not going to do a milah, not docha Shabbos. V'seifa, what's about the second part of the brisa? Nitna Shabbos lidachos etzlo. That's the case again when you did the Sunday baby on Shabbos, and you still had the baby. Meaning you still had the Shabbos baby to do a milah, so Shabbos was already going to be mechala. So therefore, because you had to, again, you had a mitzvah that would be docha Shabbos. And therefore you were already going to be mechal Shabbos for the other baby. So Rabbi Meir is going to say you're potter, because you're osek b'mitzvah, right? That's toa b'dvar mitzvah. But hacha, over here, what's the case in our, in addition, in our mitzvah, in our mishnah, sorry, hacha harei nitna Shabbos l'dachos is the korban tzibur. Since we're already being docha Shabbos with the korban tamid, right, even though you did it already, still, so then in that case, right, if you shecht another korban, so then you're going to be potter, because in Rabbi Meir's distinction, when are we going to say toa b'dvar mitzvah? That's if you have something to be docha Shabbos. And so then, in that case, even if you did that mitzvah, which is the Ocha Shabbos already, since Shabbat has been kind of, in essence, pushed off, again, we pointed out yesterday that that's not how Shabbos works, right? You don't, if you're Rachmal Aslan and Mechal Shabbos once, that doesn't mean Shabbos is over, right? But in this case, where there's a reason for you to be Docha Shabbos, so that's going to be a case where, of Torah B'Dvar Mitzvah, that you made a mistake while doing a mitzvah that was Shaykh to Shabbos. So Amar Leir of Ashi, Leir of Kahana, he said, Hachanami, Harin in the Shabbos, the Tinochos, the Alma. So, okay, so if you're telling me the distinction is whether Shabbos is going to be Docha, it's going to be Nidcha, so we have other babies, right? Forget these two babies over here, right? The mole, yes, the mole has two babies to do, but there is a baby, Baruch Hashem, in the next town who's getting a Mila. Shabbos is still getting pushed off somewhere else. Samar Lei said, as you might expect, right? The Gabi, the High Gabra, Mia, Lois Chayev, right? Isyohiv, right? Okay, fine, but what does that have to do with this? Right? What do you have to do with this case? That's seems to be a bit of a strange Havamina. But I guess, Lamaisa, if you take the, you know, at face value, if Shabbos is going to get pushed off for Milas in general, so maybe that should push it off here as well. So Rav Gahana said back to him, no, what are you talking about? Torah B'Dvar Mitzvah is not Shayach. And if there's a person in Yehipitzville doing a Bris Mila, why does that impact, right? The Bris in New York, Yerushalayim, etc. Obviously, I'm from New York and Yerushalayim, that's why I give those examples, right? That's the joke is that a New Yorker thinks that New York is the center of town, and then when he leaves, so he realizes there's other worlds outside of New York. Okay, but either way, right? So that has nothing to do with anybody doing a bris mila elsewhere, right? It's only shayach Torah B'Dvar Mitzvah by the mole himself, right? What he is involved in, and not what other milas are happening around the world. Okay. We said in the Mishnah, Shar Kol Ezvachim Sheshachna Lushim Pesach, if you shech, let's say, a shlomim for a korban Pesach on Shabbos, Yime'inon Ruyin Chayiv, if it's a cow, for example, so then it is not shaykh at all to the korban Pesach, and, or it's too old, etc. So then it is your Chayiv Chatas according to everybody, but if Yim Ruyin, but if you could have used it for the korban Pesach, so then Rabbi Elazar Mechayiv Chatas and Rabbi Yeshua is potes. The Gemara says, Man Tana Deshani Lei Bein Ruyin Lishain Ruyin. Who is the Tana who says there's a difference between whether this animal could have been a korban Pesach or not? Why does that make a difference? Right? Who says that makes a difference? That's Rabbi Shimon He. Titania, like with other Brisa, Echad Ezvachim Haruyin, Vechad Ezvachim Sheinu Haruyin, whether a korban could be used for the korban Pesach or whether it can't. Vechena Shochin L'Sheni Muri Tzibor, and so too, if you shecht on Shabbos a korban, meaning a shlomim, you use a shlomim for a korban tamid, for example, so then Potter, in that case, you're Potter, Dib Rabbi Meir, you're going to be Rabbi Meir, you're going to be Potter according to Rabbi Meir. Again, because simply Torah Dvar Mitzvah, he applies the broadest application of Torah Dvar Mitzvah. Since there's a mitzvah to be done here, you're going to be potter. Amar Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon said to him, "Well, lo nochku Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shua, al sheinan ruyin shechayev." This is exactly what we said before, that Rabbi Shimon says that there's no machlokas between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua. If you have an animal that's like, let's say, a cow, that's not shaykh for Korban Pesach, so they're going to be chayev. A korban chatzis for shechting it for the korban pesach on Shabbos. Aman nechleku. What's the machlokas? Al haruyim, right, on the ones that are fit, right, for a korban pesach. Rabbi Elazar mechayev chatzis. Rabbi Shua potim. Okay, so that's Rabbi Shimon. Amar of Bibi. Amar Rabbi Elazar. Poter Harir Rabbi Meir, Afilu Egel Shal Zivchei Shlomim Sheshachtu L'Shom HaPesach. Rabbi Meir, right, again, we said that Rabbi Meir is poter an animal that's not even shayach for the korban pesach, like a cow or something that's too old. So Rav Bibi says, the name of Rabbi Elazar, that even Rabbi Meir would even pater someone who shechted a calf, right, a cow for a shlomim, for the Korban Pesach. Meaning we had said the whole time that, you know, if it's a cow, then it's still no good. But Rabbi Bibi, meaning that's the most extreme example. Right? Meaning, like, there are other disqualifying factors from a Korban Pesach, right? It has to be male, so if it's female, it's no good. It has to be within a one-year-old. It has to be younger than 1 year, 1 year old. If it's a two-year-old sheep or whatever, then it's also no good. And obviously, if it's a cow, then it's no good. So Rabbi Bibi says that even the most extreme case of confusing an animal for the Korban Pesach, like if you would use a cow as opposed to a sheep that's 1 year and 1 day old, which is also no good, but kind of looks exactly like all the other one-year-old sheep. So even a cow, that's also going to be potter if you try to use that as a korban pesach. So Amar Rabbi Zeir, Rabbi Bibi, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, but didn't Rabbi Yochanan say, Rabbi Meir, Bali Mumin. the Rebbeir agrees that if the animal has a mum, right, let's say an animal has, I don't know, three legs, so you obviously should have known, right, that it's not good for a korban. And therefore, in that case, Rebbeir is moda, he agrees that if you shecht a bal mum, which is not shaykh to be the korban, then it's going to be, then you're going to be chayef. Well, a cow is basically the biggest bal mum you can find, because it's not a sheep and it's not a goat. So Amalei, Rabbi Yehuda said back to Rabbi Zeir, Rabbi Valiyim Mumim Lo Tarbu. By a bal mum, he's not thinking about them, right? They're not even shaykh, right, to bring as a korban. V'hai Tarbu, but the cow is shaykh to be shechted as a korban, just not as the korban Pesach. So therefore, since he's thinking about shechting it, so then that's still included in Rabbi Meir's broad definition of Torah b'Devar Mitzvah. It's as if you're still shaykh and excuse me, in the middle of a mitzvah. Boy, me Rabbi Meir of Nachman. Rabbi asked from Nachman the following: Chulin l'shem Pesach, my Amalei Rabbi Meir. Well, okay. So what about if you tell me that, you know, if you're still thinking about shechting this cow, so you're not going to be chayiv? What about chulin? What about an animal that's not shaykh, that's not designated as a korban at all? If you shech that as a Pesach, so then my Amar Rabbi Meir. What would Rabbi Meir say? So Amar Lai, so Rabbi Nachman said back to him, Poter Hai Rabbi Meir, Afilu Chulun Shum Pesach. You're even Poter, even that, you're going to be Poter according to Rabbi Meir. Aye, Vamar Rabbi Yochanan, Moda Hai Rabbi Meir, Balim Mumim. But didn't Rabbi Meir, again, we still see this case that Rabbi Meir agrees that a Balim Mumim is chayiv, and now chulin is not shaykh to be shechted, right? Because it's not a korban. I mean, he's not designated as a korban. So Gemara says balei mumim lo michlafi, because Rav Nachman says, yeah, but balei mumim are different than chulin in one very obvious distinguished. Right, you cannot confuse a bal mum with a normal korban. But this, right, this sheep, which looks like a sheep that's been designated as a korban, right? So that if you shecht that the chulin as a korban instead of the sheep that you intended to shecht as a korban, so that's a mistake. That's a Torah b'Devar Mitzvah. But a bal mum, a sheep with three legs, no one's confusing that with a potential korban. I, the Gemara says, "V'taymud Rabbi Meir mishum ichlufei v'lo ichlufei." What you're telling me, Rabbi Meir's logic is whether you can confuse and exchange and switch one animal for the other. What Rabbi Meir says, you're potter for a cow for the korban Pesach. I'm a time with Rabbi Meir who mishum detorei. Rabbi Meir's reason is not because you could have confused this animal for a proper korban. You can't use a cow. No one's confusing a cow for the korban Pesach. Rabbi Meir's logic, as we've pointed out, is because you're involved in the mitzvah, and therefore, since you could have shechted this cow as a shlamim, or whatever, right? But you couldn't have shechted it for the Pesach. But you're confused. He's involved in the mitzvah. His tirda is he's preoccupied with the mitzvah, and therefore, that's the reason Rabbi Meir potter. It's not because you could have confused one animal with the other. So Amalei, tarid afagav delo michlef afagav delo tarid, and echanami. Both of them, meaning both of them, will potter you according to Rabbi Meir, but lafugi balimumim delo ichlef michlef velo mitzrad tarid, and that is going to exclude, right? Either or is good enough according to Rabbi Meir to get you potter and not make you chayiv. And we're going to say Torah b'dvar mitzvah, but a balimum is neither, because you can never, right, you don't confuse it with a an animal that's shayach, and you're not going to, and you're also not worried about shechting it for a korban, because it can't be shechted as a korban. So therefore, that's not going to be included in Rabbi Meir's p'tur, and you're going to be chayiv for shechting a bal mum. Okay. Now, shifting gears here, again, this concept of Torah b'dvar mitzvah, you're going to be potter from bringing a korban chatas, kind of according to different various levels. So, according to Rabbi Meir, he applies a broad application of Torah b'dvar mitzvah. Rabbi Yeshua less broad, but still, involved. And then Rabbi Elazar said, really don't apply it much over here by the korban Pesach, at least. What about other cases? What about other topics? Other realms of halacha? So Yosef, Rabbi Zeri, Rabbi Shmuel bar Yitzchak, Akilo de Rabbi Shmuel bar Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Zeri and Rabbi Shmuel bar Yitzchak were chilling with Rabbi Shmuel bar Yitzchak, on his porch, perhaps. V'yosvei v'ka'amri, and they were saying, Amar Rishim ben Lakish, they were quoting Rabbi Rish Lakish, who said, Nischalif lo shpud shel nosar b'shpud shel tzli. Let's say a person's got two spits of meat, Baruch Hashem. The problem is, one of them is nosar, which is leftover meat, left past the time for eating such a korban, right? Obviously, that is usher to eat. And the other one is just roasted meat, right? Roasted korban meat, which he's supposed to eat. So the achlo, and then he goes ahead and eats it. So what happens? Chayev chatas, right? He is chayev. you're going to be chayiv, even though, again, he was trying to eat the meat of a korban, which is a mitzvah. So still, he was involved in the mitzvah, but he's going to be chayiv because he ate the nosar meat. Rabbi Yochanan says no. I disagree. No, I apologize. Rabbi Yochanan doesn't disagree. He adds another case. He says, what about ishto nido baal? If a person sleeps with his wife by accident when she's a nida, so then chayiv, he's also going to be chayiv chadas. Yevimto nido baal, but if he sleeps with his yavama when she was a nida, so then potter, because there's a mitzvah. Right, to do yibum, right? Yibum is accomplished with sleeping with one's sister-in-law, Rachman al-Aslan, if your brother dies without children, chas v'shalom. So, right, the brother is a miyabim, his brother's wife. But that's a mitzvah. So if he does that, and she's a nida, so then he's going to be a potter from bringing a chatas. The Gemara says, right, okay, so Igud Amri, another version of what we just had. Sorry, I'm just coming. Okay. Excuse me, throat's a little dry here. Another opinion of what Rabbi Yochanan said. So, kol shekein vahiv demechayev. Certainly, Rabbi Yochanan is going to say that you're chayev if when you ate the nosar instead of the meat, delo asa mitzvah, because there's no mitzvah. Because meaning in the scenario where you sleep with with your wife when she's a nida, so there's no that there's some sort of mitzvah, as we'll see in a second, maybe ona, maybe peruvu, etc. But when you eat the meat of a korban, so then in that case, for sure, Rabbi Yochanan will agree with Reish Lakish that you're going to be chayiv because you didn't do anything. I mean, when you ate nosar, there is no mitzvah bechlal to eat nosar. Obviously, it's totally aser. But intending to do a mitzvah is not going to potter you unless there was something accomplished by what you did. So in the case where you sleep with your yavama, for example, so then there was a mitzvah, even though it was usher. So that's going to get you out of bringing the korban chadas, according to Rabbi Yochanan. Just to clarify why that's different than the previous understanding, according to this, Rabbi Yochanan is going to say that right, again, right, okay, fine. Weiter, Easter, Amri, now this is the other way of reading it. Behi Potter. In that case, no, Rabbi Yochanan is going to disagree with Reish Lakish and say that in the case where you ate the Nosar meat instead of the Korban meat, then you can be Potter. My time, oh, why? Because Hasam Hu Davili Lishiuli. Because by the case of the women, when you're sleeping with a woman and she's Anida, so you could have asked her. You should have said something. But here, what are you going to do? You can ask the meat. You can't ask the meat. Apparently, Rashi says there's no one else around that can tell you the difference. So, lo, you're not going to be chayiv in a case where you have no one to ask. So, Gemara says, well, Rabbi Yochanan, Maishna Yivimto, Dekavi Mitzvah, Ishto Namin Dekavi Mitzvah. Well, what's the difference between, in that case, if that's true, so what's the difference between sleeping with your Yivama, which is a mitzvah, and also go with sleeping with a person's wife, also a mitzvah, either Pururvu, or as we'll see in a second, a mitzvah so not. So, what about Pururvu? So, Gemara says, Beishto Mubaris. No, the case is where his wife is pregnant. So in that case, there's no mitzvah peruvu because Baruch Hashem, mitzvah Hashem, you're gonna everything will be good. And you'll fulfill that mitzvah in the near future. Gemara says, "Ava ha'ika simchas ona." What about the mitzvah of ona? Right, one of the things that were chayev men are chayev when they give when they marry their wives. Right, one of the things written in the ksuba, right, sher ksus v'ona. That you have to spend time, you have to spend physical time with your wife. So Gemara says, Shelo b'shas ona. No, it's not the right, it's not the time when you're chayev in ona. What does that mean? So the Gemara in Ksubis, I think it's a Mishnah even, in the middle of Ksubis says that there's, depending on a person's profession, so you have certain obligations to his wife, right? It changes, the amount of time that you have to spend with your wife changes depending on how long you're going to be home. So let's say it's not the right time. So that, in that case, the scenario, right, there's no mitzvah of ona. Let's say the mitzvah of ona was fulfilled a couple days ago, or it's not up yet. Right? So it's not the time, the appropriate time when you have this such a mitzvah. Ay v'ama Rava, but Rava says, chayv adam l'samech ishto b'tvar mitzvah. But even if it's not the time of ona, right, even if it's not the regularly scheduled time where a person has to be with his wife, so there's also a mitzvah, right, to be with a person's wife. As Rashi says, if she's interested, obviously, and that's certainly also a mitzvah. So Gemara says, the case is samach levesta. No, it's a case where it was close to her time to have her period. Right, a person, if it's close to a woman's vesta, right, a woman has certain different vesas, certain different times when she's expecting to get her pregnant, her period. So therefore, it's also to be with her when she's expecting. Right, there's a 12-hour we pass in a 12-hour period when it's also to be together. That was also. So in that case, there's no mitzvah, and certainly as you're going to be chayav v'chatas. The Gemara says, that's true. If you leave him to nami, well, okay, if it's the time of Vesas, so why are you sleeping with your Yivama either? And that also shouldn't be should be chayev, right? Why does Rabbi Yochanan say you're potter? So Gemara says Yivimto bazes mine, ishto lo bazes mine, because you're not comfortable approaching and asking what amounts to your sister-in-law in terms of what if it's her period, right? It's not the relationship there is not comfortable yet, but a person's wife. So yeah, you should the mustama the mitzvah shem that relationship is comfortable and he should be familiar at least when her vesas is okay. Fine. So that's the back and forth and trying to figure out what Rabbi Yochanan's shita is. Now the Gemara is going to ask what Rabbi Yochanan's makor is, right? Where does he get it from? Who does he hold like? The Gemara is going to bring a bunch of possibilities. We're not going to do all of them today. Long story short, we're not going to end up saying like anybody. So, but let's just see what we said. Rabbi Yochanan, come on. Rabbi Yochanan says, like who? What's his sheet over here? If you look at Rashi over here, what shayla are we holding? We're holding by the shayla of the Yavama. Rashi says, Rabbi Yochanan, Damar Potter, come on. And when he says that you're Potter for Yavama, for sleeping with Yavama, even though she's a Nida, so who is that like? So, Iyulemek Rabbi Yossi, if your tummy is like Rabbi Yossi, it's not like what I'm going to mention Rabbi Yossi, Omer Yom Tov Rishon Shel Chag Shel Chalios B'Shabbos, if the first day of Sukkot fell on Shabbos, B'Shachach, and he forgot. Votzi's a Lulav of Shusar Rabin. The guy started, yeah, he's so excited, Sukkot, Dalad Minim, he goes out, whoops, and walks to Shul with his Lulav. So he's going to be potter. Why? Since he took it out, not because of, he took it out into Rishus Rabin, but he took it out with permission. Meaning, he was not really permission, right? Rishus is a funny word, but meaning he was thinking so much about the mitzvah. This Mishnah is talking about at the time of the Beis HaMikdash. That was the lulav was Docha Shabbos actually. So the taking of the lulav itself was an aser, but going out in Rishus HaRabim, obviously carrying it is still aser. Right, you're allowed to take the lulav. Right, nowadays we don't take a lulav on Shabbos because of this exact problem. But back then, when the times of Beis HaMikdash, people did take a lulav and esrog on Shabbos. But what would people do? They would take their lulav and esrog on Erev Shabbos and leave it in shul. So this guy, I guess he forgot or he got so excited. So he took it out of shul, went to the Rishus HaRabim. So either way, he was dealing with a mitzvah. So that can't be the mocker for Rabbi Yochanan, because Dilma Shani Hosan Dizman Obohu. Well, maybe that's a fixed time, right? You have only a short amount of time to do the mitzvah. But here, by Yavama, right, there's no requirement to marry her, to be bowl her when she's Samach Levesta, right? When she's close to getting her period. You can wait a couple of days and everything is fine. Right? If you wait, if you wait a couple of days by Lulav, right, you're going to miss the time. You're going to miss the Zman. So that can't be the source for Rabbi Yochanan. Fellow Rabbi Yeshua the Zvachim. Maybe it's Rabbi Yeshua's halacha in Zvachim. Which we said again, which we've been talking about, right? If you shach the korban shlamim instead of a korban pesach, right? So that's you have to bring a chadas. So that's also not shaykh. Why? Because hasam domanami, right? Zman obohol. Because that's also you're doing it on erev pesach, right? The shechalios b'shabbos. You have a short amount of time. Maybe you get confused. It's not shaykh to the case of Yavama. So if elu Rabbi Yeshua the tinogos, maybe it's Rabbi Yeshua that we talked about by the babies, by the circumcising. The babies on Shabbos, right? You made a mistake, right? So Hasanami is ma'o bahol, right? If you shechted Friday baby on Shabbos Sunday baby on Shabbos, etc., right? That's also a time when you're kind of fixed with you know, where you're kind of narrowed down to a time period, and the Yavama is also something that and the Yavama is not something that you're kind of married. Without no pun intended, to a certain time period, and you could have just waited a few days. So the Gemara is going to give one more suggestion and then reject it, but that's going to take us on to Ayin Gimel. So we're going to stop over here. He's going to say that maybe it's Rabbi Yeshua's Shita in terms of Truma. The guy was Cohen was eating Truma and he found out he was a Cholo, but we'll save that for tomorrow, Mitzvah Shem. when we go weiter in the Heilige Shas, have a great day or night, depending on where you are listening to this.